The makers of the following podcast and other persons associated with the podcast do not endorse and or bear any liability for any content, statements, views, ideas or opinions expressed in this podcast by the individual participants, nor for any issue arising in connection therewith. The podcast may contain strong language and ideas or concepts that may or may not be suitable for young children. Listener's discretion is advised.
Break those norms.
Catch the music.
Drag queen, drag queen, drag queen, and then drag king, drag king, drag king.
For the one, the only.
हाँ मुझे drag करना है तो
थोड़ा traditional होना चाहिए.
हम सब performers हैं.
Waiting to blossom.
I use a word like drag artist.
That will create change.
Come and join me.
This beautiful thing which is called drag.
Yeah, that's drag for you.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of In Drag. और आज हमारे साथ हैं कमसिन हसीना. Who's had a beautiful journey and has been a journey which has been filled with obviously all kinds of ups and downs which we all face generally speaking in life. But here's somebody who's actually tried to learn from all of those things and has monetized a lot of those things, has been very adventurous, has been very, very forthcoming with business ventures, is doing fabulously well in the corporate world. And most importantly, has been trying to sensitize people as far as the drag movement is concerned. So please put your hands together for the one, the only, Kamsin Hasina, aka Ashish.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to the show. It's a true pleasure having you on the show, Ashish.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
ड्रैग के बारे में अगर हम आपसे टिप्पणी करें तो आपकी कहानी और इंक्लिनेशन टुवर्ड्स ड्रैग कब शुरू हुई?
आई थिंक आई स्टार्टेड इन अबाउट 2016. तब मैंने सुशांत दिवेकर उनको परफॉर्म करते हुए देखा एंड आई वाज मेस्मराइज्ड. आई लाइक कोई इतना सुंदर कैसे हो सकता है, इतना टैलेंटेड कैसे हो सकता है, मेरे को भी करना है. तो मैं सोचा कि डांस, लेट्स ट्राई डांस. एंड बचपन से आई वाज वेरी फेमिनिन. बचपन से ही मजाक उड़ाया गया उस बारे में कि अरे ये औरत है, ये तो छक्का एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. वो स्कूल में होता ही था. एंड आई वाज लाइक आई विल रिक्लेम इट, आई विल मेक श्योर दैट दिस बिकम्स माई पावर, माई फेमिनिटी becomes something I'm proud of.
Sure.
Because I was always ashamed of it when I was growing up. कि मैं ही ऐसा क्यों हूँ, मैं ही ऐसा इतना feminine क्यों हूँ, मुझे cricket क्यों नहीं पसंद. जबरदस्ती I would try कि नहीं cricket खेल के देखते हैं, शायद अच्छा लगे. But I never did. And I was like, यार this needs to be better. I was like, even if I can inspire that one person that hey, you can be gay, you can be a drag queen, you can be an extremely feminine gay boy and be a successful entrepreneur, you can be a successful employee at the biggest company in the world. I wanted to do that.
Sure.
Because a lot of people would tell my dad ki suno mera beta to bahu laega, aapka beta to pata nahi kya le hai. And now my mom has given, she is giving it back to them and how she like chalo mera beta to Google mein hai, aapka beta to pata nahi kya hi kar raha hai. She is giving back and how.
Nice. So what was it like for you when you heard an appreciation coming from someone who is not a part of your community?
मैं मुंबई प्राइड परेड का किस्सा बताता हूँ. आई वॉज वेयरिंग दिस ब्रालेट एंड अ वाइट घाघरा एंड मुझे पता नहीं था वो मेरा फोटो न्यूज़पेपर में आ जाएगा एंड ऑल ओवर इंडिया के न्यूज़पेपर में आया. थिंक इट वाज टाइम्स ऑफ इंडिया एंड माय मॉम सॉ दैट इन दिल्ली.
राइट.
एंड वो मेरे को कॉल करके बोलती है सुनो. मैं बोला मैं तो गया, मॉम हैज सीन दिस, शी विल स्क्रू मी. एंड दिस इज व्हेन लाइक शी हैड नॉट कम्प्लीटली एक्सेप्टेड मी. It was just the beginning.
Right.
And she was like, इतना क्लीवेज क्यों दिखाया है तुमने? I am so shocked. I'm like, so that is the only problem you have from that picture. Not that I'm wearing a ghagra on the newspaper, right? And she like, नहीं, वैसे तो बहुत सुंदर है, but इतना skin show मत किया करो. And I died laughing that day. It was, I think, one of the most beautiful moments I shared with my mother. आई थिंक मेरे ही ऑफिस में, अभी गूगल के ऑफिस में आई परफॉर्म 2-3 हफ्ते पहले एंड मेरे को 2-3 लोगों का मैसेज आया कि तुम कब परफॉर्म कर रहे हो, तुम कब परफॉर्म कर रहे हो. व्हेन आई वाज ऑन द स्क्रीन एंड आई वाज लाइक आई एम राइट देयर. उन्होंने मेरे को हर बार बियर्ड के साथ देखा था. दिस वाज व्हेन आई कम्प्लीटली शेव्ड माय बियर्ड, आई वेंट ऑल आउट एंड आई वाज लाइक चलो मैंने काफ़ी टाइम से फुल क्लीन शेव वाला ड्रैग नहीं किया है, तो लेट्स डू इट फॉर द ऑफिस पीपल. एंड लोग पहचान नहीं पाए मुझे पूरे परफॉर्मेंस के बाद. दे लाइक, आशीष उधर तुम्हारा नाम तो लिखा था पर आई थिंक कोई और नाच रही थी, क्या हो रहा है? दे हैड नो आइडिया आई वाज डूइंग ड्रैग, दे हैड नो आइडिया आई वुड ड्रेस अप एंड पुट ऑन अ विग एंड डांस, बट ऑल्सो कॉम्प्लीमेंट दैट वाज आई लुकिंग सो प्रिटी कि तुम लोग मुझे पहचान नहीं पाए.
नाइस.
बट आई मीन अगेन I would say I have been extremely lucky मेरे colleagues के बारे में कि इतने amazing लोगों के साथ काम किया है मैंने.
But why Kamsin Haseena? As in, you know, the persona that you had thought of.
मैं एक दिन ऐसे बैठा and I was like, listen, I called 4-5 friends over. मैंने उनको बोला, सुनो मेरे को drag शुरू करना है. They're like, अच्छा drag name क्या रखोगे? I wanted to be like a very like delicate, सुंदर सी कली types, Haseena and all. And I was like, okay, Haseena, I really like the word.
Right.
And uske liye we started thinking of adjectives. And it has to be something funny also.
Sure.
So we're like, okay, someone said Kamsin. And my friend was like, hey, you can make that funny by saying coming is a sin. And you're a Haseena that makes people do that.
Nice, interesting.
I know, right? And I knew I'm very desi. I'm very as desi as it can get. So mere sare performances, ek do baar maine Beyonce wagera try kiya hai.
Sure.
Didn't go well. So I know I'm very desi. I will keep it as desi as it can get.
So what does being in drag mean to you?
Jaise hi main drag mein ghusta, apni heels pehen ke, wig laga ke, jaise hi main taiyar hota, मेरा कॉन्फिडेंस लेवल वुड गो अप. मैं सडनली आई वुड बिकम दिस न्यू पर्सन हु इज एक्सट्रीमली कॉन्फिडेंट. अदरवाइज इफ यू सी आई एम वेरी शाय, आई एम क्वाइट एन इंट्रोवर्ट हु इज ट्राइंग टू बिकम एन एक्सट्रोवर्ट. बट जब मैं ड्रैग में होता हूँ, आई फील लाइक अ डिफरेंट पर्सन. आई फील लाइक आई कैन गो ऑन स्टेज 100 लोगों के सामने, 50 लोगों के सामने मैं नाच सकता हूँ अच्छे से. अदरवाइज यूजली आई एम वेरी शाय. तो ड्रैग में घुसना एंड becoming Kamsin Haseena gives me a lot more confidence. I feel stronger.
Fabulous.
I know, right? One of the major reasons why I still do drag is to break that stereotype that a drag queen has to be like no body hair, no beard.
Right.
Let's just let them be. You right. respect the performance. And luckily now, abhi RuPaul's Drag Race maybe there are bearded queens who are taking part, who are reaching the finals. I think Danny Beard was the queen who won this season. And luckily now, there are some bearded drag queens who are representing and who are telling the world that, hey, you can wear a dress and have a beard. I mean, drag is just an art form. It's just for you to express yourself. It's just a character you've built on stage and it's me. It's my character. It's not to please your eyes. It's not because I want you to tell me that, oh, I was looking beautiful. I want to be myself on stage, and myself means some chest hair, some beard with a beautiful dress.
Sure.
With a wig on.
Sure.
There is no right way of doing drag. Drag is just whatever you want to do.
Right, right, right.
For a lot of people, the woman is this hairless creature. We want to break that stereotype also, that hey, women also have hair all over the body, and we should not be telling them that, oh, you should shave your legs, you should shave your underarms. I mean, if men are not doing it, why don't we tell men to do that also?
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But my drag style is that I would say ki mereko batana hai duniya ko ki tum अगर साड़ी में एक लड़की को नहीं देखे हो एंड यू फील अनकम्फर्टेबल, आई वॉन्ट टू नॉर्मलाइज दैट. मेरे को ऐसे लोगों को अनकम्फर्टेबल करना है और बताना है उनको कि एक लड़का भी ये कर सकता है, एक लड़का ड्रेस पहन सकता है, एक लड़का स्कर्ट पहन सकता है, एंड यू नीड टू मेक श्योर दैट यू डोंट हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विद इट.
नाइस. डिड इट मेक इट ईजियर फॉर यू टू देन मे बी कम्युनिकेट दिस टू अ लार्जर बंच ऑफ पीपल, एंड डिड यू मैनेज टू डू दैट?
अभी उबर के ऑफिस में मैं गया था, एटलीस्ट 200-300 पीपल उनके सामने आई गिव लाइक अ गुड 1 आवर टॉक कि सुनो, इफ़ आई एम अ ड्रैग क्वीन, मैं मेरे को ऐसे ड्रेस पहन के ऑफिस आने दो, द वर्क इज़ नॉट अफेक्टेड. इन फैक्ट आई वुड से कि मैं ज़्यादा अच्छा परफॉर्म करूँगा अगर तुम मुझे Kamsin Haseena बन के काम करने दो. इफ़ आई गेट द फ्रीडम टू जस्ट बी वॉट आई एम, मैं ऑफिस में हील्स पहन के जाऊँ, मैं ऑफिस में कुछ भी बन के जाऊँ, माई अपियरेंस इज द लीस्ट ऑफ द कंसर्न.
मगर वो क्यों है आपके हिसाब से आशीष, वो क्यों है? बिकॉज आई मीन
आई विल गिव यू एग्जाम्पल्स मेरे पहले वर्क प्लेस से. मेरा मैनेजर मेरे को बोलता था, आशीष, वी आर टॉलरेटिंग तुम्हारे चेहरे पे जो 6 पियर्सिंग्स हैं, पर तुम ऐसे बाल रंगा के मत आया करो, ऐसे फटी जीन्स पहन के मत आया करो, तुम कैंडिडेट से बात करते हो, क्या इंप्रेशन पड़ेगा? और मैं सोचता था कितना अच्छा इंप्रेशन पड़ेगा, दैट दिस वर्क प्लेस इज़ सो कूल, इट लेट्स यू बी हु यू आर, ऐसे कोई रिस्ट्रिक्शंस नहीं है. एंड मेरा मैनेजर वॉज जस्ट नॉट ओके विद इट, एंड मुझे पता था मुझसे नहीं होगा. when I joined Google, things just changed completely for me. My manager was like, you go color your hair. You get one more piercing done.
Right.
I want to make sure that you feel yourself. And aisa tumhe nahi lagna chahiye ki ye sab ke bare mein tumhe sochna pad raha hai. Pehle mere office mein at least 10% of my day I would think ki am I wearing something wrong? Or my actions, my hands move a lot sometimes. To office mein mera dimag aadha time us pe rehta tha ki if I'm not appearing to be gay. Abhi, at Google, I don't care. No one cares, in fact, about my sexuality at work, which is the best part. But public in general, office mein 50,000 log aur hain. Meri family mein 10,000 log aur hain. So, unse bhi baat karni hai, unko bhi samjhana hai. Which is why I take up my social media. I take these sessions where I talk to people. I make sure I clarify that, so no, I am a man and I like dressing up as a woman. And you should be comfortable with it. क्योंकि मैं तो करूंगा, तुम मुझे नहीं बता सकते कि मैं साड़ी नहीं पहन सकता, मैं पहन के दिखाऊंगा, ठीक है? So you need to be okay with it and you need to be like, okay, वो साड़ी पहनने वाला है and it should not trouble me. हर बार मैं लोगों से पूछता हूँ कि मैं हील्स पहन रहा हूँ, दर्द मुझे हो रहा है, तुम लोगों को क्या प्रॉब्लम हो रही है?
Did you get any response कि नहीं यार हमारे को ये वजह है यार जिस वजह से हम लोग अनकम्फर्टेबल है?
I went to a club once in Pune and I was wearing heels. और एक लड़का casually just आके मेरे को पूछ रहा है, bro, what the fuck? I mean, मैंने कुछ बोला नहीं उसे, मैं उसे देख के हंसा तक नहीं, मैंने ignore देखा तक नहीं. तुम्हें ऐसी क्या तकलीफ हो रही है कि तुम मुझे आके पूछ रहे हो, what the fuck, why am I wearing heels? And I'm wearing heels, I think I look fab. अगर compliment देना है तो दो, I mean, I would love that. But don't say anything negative to anyone.
Fair enough. So, अभी भी जो perception है drag का हमारे देश में, शायद उतना अभी तक mature out नहीं हुआ. Why do you feel that there is that gap, अभी भी?
I think all over the world, in the US, in Europe, there are mainstream shows, there are representation everywhere on TV, in clubs you go to. India mein, I don't think we are there yet. I don't know of any TV show where we have drag queens and we are celebrating the art style on TV. It's still limited to clubs, mostly gay clubs that too. Very recently, it's been happening in the last 2-3 years where other clubs have also come down. Especially social has become this inclusive space where they want drag queens to come down and perform. From zero representation to we're somewhere in between to complete representation, we are floating in the middle.
How would you say the corporate culture was in terms of the so-called inclusivity factor or the acceptance factor? Take us through that, man.
So I started working in 2013. और तब तो बात तक नहीं होती थी. तब ये LGBT क्या होता है वो तो, and apparently we were illegal, apparently section 377 was there. So तब तो और भी बात नहीं कर सकते थे.
Sure.
तो मैंने बोलना शुरू किया था, hey, I like dressing up. And the girls I was working with, they were so much more fun. They're like, अरे तुम मेरा ये घाघरा पहन लो, अरे तुम मेरी लिपस्टिक ले लो. They would encourage me to do everything.
Nice.
इतने इतने amazing लोगों के साथ काम किया है मैंने. I've touched wood, I've been very lucky with the people I've worked with.
Sure.
And mostly my drag is very, very desi. It's very like,
sure.
I've mostly done Sridevi and Madhuri songs. That was my whole inspiration of starting.
Nice, man.
And exploring drag as well. It's all Hawa Hawaii and Ek Do Teen, and those are my favorite numbers. So
nice.
They encouraged, they're like, nahin thoda Beyonce bhi try karo, aajkal wo chal raha hai. They pushed me to try out new things. But wo hai ki office mein performance was a big no, pehle wale mein. Dusra wala also, it was, they were trying to figure out ki kya karein, what is the journey. They were like, office mein pride parade karte hain, usse shuruaat karte hain. Jab tak wo sab ho raha tha, uske baad, I joined Google now, and they're like, Ashish, we want you to perform at work. In sab logo ke saamne, tum karoge kya?
Now,
like,
nice.
I mean, there were about 1500 people who saw my performance. Offices like LinkedIn, offices like Uber, they are inviting drag queens ki they want drag queens to come down, give them a talk that, hey, I'm a drag queen and I'm an employee, a sincere employee who's doing achha kaam. Me coming in drag is not affecting my work. It's just a hobby. It's just an art form that I practice. It's like anyone else sketching, anyone else doing any other hobby. It's just that.
But maybe in a lot of other organizations, is it just a lip service? Yeah, ye genuinely on ground par bhi aapko dekhne ko milta hai?
That is so hard to find out. Because mujhe pata hai, mere organization mein everyone is super chill. No one cares about my sexuality or what I do in drag. They're like, acha koi aake nacha, great performance, chalo encourage kar liya.
Sure.
But बाकी ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस में वी डोंट नो कि ये सिर्फ मार्केटिंग के लिए इन्होंने एक ड्रैग क्वीन को बुला के परफॉर्म करा के छोड़ दिया, कि एक्चुअली दे हैव एन इंक्लूसिव एनवायरनमेंट वेयर एवरीवन इज वेलकम टू डू व्हाट दे वांट. एंड ये सिर्फ वो कंपनी के लोग तुम्हें बता सकते हैं. एटलीस्ट फॉर माय ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एट गूगल, No complaints at all. In fact, all praises, hats off. I've never seen something like this before. मेरे को ऐसे कल्चर शॉक होता है कभी कभी, विश्वास नहीं होता कि मैं इंडिया में बैठ के ये सब कर रहा हूँ.
विच इज अमेजिंग. यू बीन परफॉर्मिंग सिंस 2016.
यस.
अब आप परफॉर्म कर चुके हैं शायद अलग अलग शहरों में. What has been that journey like for you in terms of, you know, the general, जिसे कहते हैं कि culture कैसा लगा आपको जब आपने अलग अलग जगहों में perform किया?
At least for me, जो मैंने जहाँ जहाँ perform किया, it's mostly been gay events, it's mostly been LGBTQ events, जहाँ पे LGBT community के लोग हैं, and वो इतना encourage करेंगे, इतना सीटी मारेंगे, it just brings so much more energy to my performance. I'm like, okay, wow, itna simple choreography, unko itna acha lag raha hai, toh aur energy aa jati hai usse.
Sure.
And especially in Bangalore, I think it is the most amazing city for LGBTQ people in general.
Why is that?
Bangalore, the queer community I've seen is like a family. Idhar aapko support group chahiye, there's a support group meeting every week. Har cheez ke liye, there's a queer group available. There is an amazing drag scene here. There are performances every Wednesday at either the Lalit Hotel or there's an E-Zone. So dude parties are the organizers. They do amazing drag events where almost every week there will be one or two drag queens performing for sure. And nowadays I'm seeing so many more newer drag queens, which just brings a smile on my face that yaar, इतना ज़्यादा और स्प्रेड हो रहा है ये कल्चर, इतने ज़्यादा लोग और आ रहे हैं. एंड द सैड पार्ट इज़ आई नो एटलीस्ट 100 मोर पीपल हु वांट टू गेट इनटू ड्रैग, बट उनको वो सिर्फ डर है कि यार नहीं, लोगों के सामने कैसे होगा, क्या होगा, किसी ने फोटो ले ली तो किसी ने मेरी मॉम को दिखा दिया. तो मैं चाहता हूँ कि ये फियर उनके दिमाग से हटे बिकॉज दे आर वेरी टैलेंटेड.
श्योर.
एंड एवरी वन इज़ वेलकमिंग. अगर तुम्हें किसी भी चीज़ में मदद चाहिए, अगर तुम्हें मेकअप सीखना है, तुम किसी भी ड्रैग क्वीन को मैसेज करो, वो तुम्हारी मदद करेगी. That culture, especially in India, that I've seen, it fills me up with joy ki yaar chalo, at least itne bade bade drag queens bhi, like someone who has been performing for like 5-7 years, tum unke paas bhi jao, they are more than happy to teach you. They'll be like, aao meri bachchi, idhar aao, main tumhe sikhati hu kaise karte hain. So they are very welcoming and wo dekh ke bahut acha lagta hai.
So Ashish, ye jo brand hai Be Unique,
yeah,
which you have established, so what got you thinking that I should get into this?
Main ek din, I was about to get ready for drag, for a drag performance. And I like, main joote kya pehnu, I don't have like a big heel. To maine nange paav perform kar liya. I was like, arre chalo, Indian performance hai, mostly it's done bare feet. But that thought that yaar, I don't have heels my size. Dukaan mein bhi main gaya, mere ko bola, arre nahi, idhar sirf ladkiyon ka milta hai, aap kya kar rahe hain yahan pe. All that embarrassment, I was like, we need to do something about this. And obviously, I'm not the only one facing this. A lot of men I know want to wear heels. And I was having this discussion with my mom. मैंने mom को बोला कि सुनो यार, मेरे ही size की heel नहीं मिलती and इतने सारे लोग हैं जिनको heels चाहिए. She was working with a footwear company back then.
Ah, interesting.
And she was extremely unhappy with how the company was running.
Hmm.
So I was like, यार आप इतना complain करते रहते हो अपने company के बारे में, अपना खुद शुरू कर लो ये idea के साथ. So we started making heels of like a size 9, size 11. And so many requests came in. We went to a few conferences जहाँ पे LGBTQ entrepreneurs ने काफ़ी stalls लगाए हुए थे. And मैंने उनको पूछा कि तुम कैसे सेल कर रहे हो ये सब. And they were all like, हाँ मेरे Instagram पेज पे रिक्वेस्ट भेज के, अगर कोई बोले तो मैं बना देता हूँ. कोई अपने, कोई किसी ने एक छोटा सा स्टोर खरीदा है अपने अपने लाइक इन अ स्मॉल टाउन. एंड मैं बोला कि लिसन, आई हैव अ वेबसाइट जहाँ पे लोग आके आराम से खरीद सकते हैं. यू हैव अमेजिंग प्रोडक्ट्स. मुझे और प्रोडक्ट्स की जरूरत है क्योंकि मेरे पास सिर्फ 5, आई जस्ट हैड 5 पेयर्स ऑफ हील्स इन माई होल वेबसाइट.
एंड
आई लाइक, आई डोंट हैव एनी मोर प्रोडक्ट्स. यू ऑल हैव अमेजिंग प्रोडक्ट्स, यू डोंट हैव अ वेबसाइट, वाई डोंट यू ऑल सेल योर प्रोडक्ट्स ऑन आवर वेबसाइट. उससे मेरा प्रोडक्ट पोर्टफोलियो बढ़ जाएगा, तुम्हें और एक्सपोजर मिल जाएगा. एंड ओ माई गॉड, द रिस्पॉन्स वी गॉट, सडनली कॉर्पोरेट स्टार्टेड गेटिंग इन्वॉल्व कि सुनो, वी वॉन्ट टू सपोर्ट एन LGBTQ बिजनेस. हमें ऐसे 30 लाख रुपये का ऑर्डर दे दिया. इतने बड़े बड़े ऑर्डर्स, वी वर शॉक्ड. So my mom took this full time, my brother took this full time. It's grown like crazy. Now we have footwear, now we have fashion, and we are not putting gender ki men's wear, women's wear, aisa kuch nahi hai. Because wo embarrassment jo dukaan mein jaake log bolte hai na ki nahi, ye sirf ladkon ka hai, ye sirf ladkiyon ka hai, aap udhar jao, we don't want that.
Beautiful.
So the biggest surprise for me this year was going on Shark Tank with my mother, where I'm wearing those heels in front of those sharks.
That is commendable, man.
Thank you. When I saw the first season, I was awestruck. I was like, okay, these five sharks is going to be that scary. And it was that scary.
Right.
And when I looked at Namrata, I looked at Vinita because I was really expecting them to show interest. And they looked at my heels and they're like, they were impressed with the heels. They really liked the idea. We almost got an investment, but they wanted me to leave my job. So we had to say no. But that still was such a dream come true that I am wearing heels on TV, on screen.
I think that's amazing. Do you feel that it might be interesting for you to try to maybe incorporate the more traditional forms of a drag that we have had in our country?
I think I would. And that is very me also. I think one of my most famous performances is Malazao Dena Ghari when I did Lavani.
Nice.
Everyone was going crazy on that performance. So I want to learn more of these traditional art styles. I want, here in Bangalore, we did Rara Rakkamma and people were screaming.
Nice.
So wo hai, thoda traditional hona chahiye.
Nice.
And there are, like, agar kisi ko abhi Lavani dekhni hai, where do they go? I don't think we have enough avenues to watch culture like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Yeah. Main wohi kehne ki koshish kar raha tha. Ki shayad ab ye, it can flip on its head.
Yes.
But how about that in days to come, maybe drag becomes the vehicle.
Yes.
To bring back to life the beautiful traditions of our country.
I think it will be a great way where all people just come to a drag show to learn about that culture also.
Right.
To learn about
right.
Lavani, to learn about any particular dance style they want, any traditional dance style.
Correct.
That would be amazing.
Ashish, jo aap kar rahe hain, jo disha aapne pakdi hai, your entrepreneurial brain, your enthusiasm, your excitement, the way you're embracing yourself, I think is truly applause worthy.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the luck moving forward. And before I let you go, I'd love to hear maybe a message from you to all the people out there who want to do drag, who are doing drag, and they want to make a success out of themselves.
First, there is no right way to do it. Do whatever the fuck you want and kill it, okay? If drag for you is drawing a mustache on your lips and just putting on pants and a suit, or drag for you is keeping your beard on with a dress, if you feel comfortable doing it. As long as you are happy and as long as you're enjoying your performance, everyone will. I think the best advice someone has ever given me is ask for help. And be totally shameless when you do it. Ask other drag queens. Ask party organizers in your city that, hey, can I perform? Ho sakta hai ki shayad tumhe mauka mile. And jab wo mauka mile, aisa performance do that they keep calling you again and again. And like there should be like this amazing exchange of information that, oh, yahan pe heels achhi milti hai. Yahan pe wigs achhi milti hai. Yahan pe ye wala makeup istamal karo. That needs to be there. And take tips from like senior drag queens who have been doing it for long.
Sure.
And drag queens are nice. They will help you out. You never know, out of somewhere, someone will help you. One day, randomly, I messaged Konkana Sen Sharma on Instagram that, hey, this is my brand. And she was like, okay, I'll wear your t-shirt. Send it. I was shocked. I was like, okay. So please, please reach out for help to everyone. And obviously to everyone else, just spread love. There is, again, enough hatred in the world. And it's very, very easy to be a nice person. All you have to do is say nice things. And if you don't have nice things to say, shut up. And I think this is the last message I had.
That is amazing, honestly. And Ashish, like I'd say, thank you so much. And may you forever spread the love. And ensure that you retain the kamsinness.
This was an honor. This was lovely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So with that, we have come to the end of another sparkling episode of In Drag. But do not worry, because here's a sneak peek at what's in the next episode with Avtari Devi.
If you go to space, जो रिलीजियस स्पेस है तो वहाँ पे अगर आप परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं, एक लड़का अगर लड़की का रोल निभा रहा है तो फिर डेफिनेटली बेइज्जती नहीं होती आपकी, क्योंकि आप एक होली सेक्रेड रोल में हैं, आप सीता का रोल निभा रहे हैं या सीता की सखी का रोल निभा रहे हैं, तो उसमें फिर वो एक एक्सेप्टेंस है। मतलब कि एक तरह से आप सेक्रेडनेस के लेंस के थ्रू जब देखें तो बॉडी का मतलब बदल जाता है।
दिस वॉज अ टर्टल ऑन अ हैमक फिल्म्स ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट, hosted by Sudhi Sachdev. Executive produced by Avinash Kumar Singh. Produced by Geeta Singh. Directed, mixed and engineered by Jigisha Patil. Art and publicity design by Pooja Ray. Guest recording studio, Voice Box Productions, Bengaluru. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Turtle on a Hammock Films LLP. All rights reserved.